Mercy and grace, and I appreciate seeing you, your faces that we don't get to see except in this meeting, but it's a blessing to be in service with you tonight, and I do covet your prayers the Lord might touch me for just a few moments. 2 Kings chapter 4 and verse number 38. The Bible said, "And Elisha came again to Gilgal. There was a dearth in the land, and the sons of the prophets were sitting before him. And he said unto his servant, Set on the great pot, and seize pottage for the sons of the prophets. And one went out into the field to gather herbs, and found a wild vine, and gathered thereof of wild gourds his lout full, and came and spread them into the pot of pottage, for they knew them not. So they poured out for the men to eat. It came to pass as they were eating of the pottage that they cried out and said, O thou man of God, there is death in the pot.
Yes, sir.
And they could not eat thereof. And he said, Then bring meal. And he cast it into the pot. And he said, Pour out for the people that they may eat.
Yes, sir.
And there was no harm in the pot.
Yes, sir.
Let's pray tonight. Father, thank you for this day and for life. And thank you for, Lord, the nation we live in and the freedom we enjoy. Thank you most of all for loving and saving us. I thank you for the reading of the precious Word of God. I thank you for preserving it unto this generation. I thank you for this portion you directed my heart to tonight. I thank you for this open door to try to preach. I thank you for saving me and calling me. And Lord, I thank you for putting me in this good way. Lord, I'm helpless tonight to preach. Lord, as these people await my words, I ask you to have mercy upon me and touch me with that touch that man can't preach about. And for a few moments, anoint these lips of clay that we might preach the Word of God. Illuminate my mind and loose my tongue. Give me heavenly wisdom and spiritual insight. Give me clarity of thought and clearness of speech. Let me proclaim the truth of the Word of God. Help me tonight. Have mercy. I pray your message to go forth in power and demonstration of the Spirit of God. I pray as it goes forth, you prepare the hearts of the people to receive it tonight. Give folks here and ears, receptive hearts and obedient spirits. Would you have mercy on sinners and convict them and draw them to you tonight?
Yes.
Awaken them to their need of you.
Yes.
And may this be the night they part with the ways of sin and trust the Lord Jesus as Savior of their life. Help them, Lord. Those that may be grown cold and indifferent, walking afar off, help them tonight to get it right. I pray for those that may be discouraged, may they find encouragement. Those that are weak, may they be strengthened. I pray you revive us again, that we might rejoice in Thee. Help us tonight. Have mercy upon us. Do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Strengthen us physically now, and anoint us spiritually. And have you in every heart and life, and above everything get glory unto your high and holy name. For it is in the name of Jesus I humbly pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you for standing. I want to preach from this text tonight and others, if God would permit me to tonight, on what is in the pot. What is in the pot or the cauldron? Now, I'm thankful tonight that there are examples in the Old Testament that give us insight into spiritual matters in the New Testament.
Right.
The things that are written aforetime, the Bible said, were written for our learning.
Right.
And so I'm thankful for the Old Testament tonight.
Yes.
Let me say first of all tonight, concerning what might be in the pot or what is in the pot tonight, I want to say first of all tonight, there was a display in the pot.
Yes.
There was a display in the pot, according to Exodus chapter 16 and verse number 33. The Bible said, Moses said unto Aaron, Take a pot, and put an omer full of manna therein, and lay it up before the Lord to be kept for your generations.
Right.
As the Lord commanded Moses, so Aaron laid it up before the testimony to be kept. And the children of Israel did eat manna 40 years until they came to a land inhabited. They did eat manna until they came unto the borders of the land of Canaan. Now an omer is the tenth part of an ephah. So I want to say first of all tonight, what is in the pot? There was a display in the pot. The manna was displayed in the golden pot. We find that in the book of Hebrews, my friend, chapter 9 and verse 4, that golden pot of manna was in the Ark of the Testimony, or the Ark of the Covenant. The Lord had said to Moses, and Moses had said to Aaron, gather up, my friend, an omer of this manna and put it in the pot. Let it be for the generations to come to be able to see this display and know that the God of Israel is a God that takes care of His own. You remember the children of Israel are in the wilderness. They're heading from Egypt to Canaan. They're going through that great and terrible wilderness. There's no water. There is no provision. 2+ million of these people need to be fed. And what would it take to feed 2 million people in the wilderness? And not just feed them one time, but feed them every day of their life. I want to tell you, friend, there was nothing in the wilderness, thank God, that they can reach to that would provide for them. But thank God for the God of heaven that, my friend, rained down manna and provided for them. I want to say to you and I tonight, there's nothing in this wilderness that will sustain us. There's nothing in this wilderness that will satisfy us. There's nothing in this wilderness that you and I are journeying through towards heaven's fair home. Thank God that can bring us what we need. But I'm thankful there's a God in heaven tonight that is able, my friend, to make provision and to provide and take care and to give us exactly what we need. Hallelujah. Bless His name. I want to tell you, there's a whole lot of the time I don't even know what I need. I just know a need, amen. But thank God for the God of heaven that knows exactly what my needs are, that understands what my needs are. Thank God, and knows how to take care of my needs when I don't even know how to ask Him for what it is I really need, amen. Thank God. I'm glad, am I saying tonight, that there is a God that will take care of His own. Now God laid this manna down. The Bible said, thank God, as the dew of my friend lifted upon the earth, here was the manna. Hey friend, thank God the manna, my friend, came, thank God, and actually fell upon the dew. Here came the dew and then the manna. The manna never actually touched the earth. Thank God, my friend, but there was a dew between, thank God, of the earth and the manna. Hallelujah. Oh, of course we know that man is the type of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And though He came in the likeness of sinful flesh, thank God, and though He was made in the likeness of man, and though He was born of a woman, thank God, He was never defiled. He was never, thank God, corrupted. Thank God that He was holy and harmless and separate from sinners. And He proclaimed unto the Jews at their feast, I am the bread of life. Thank God. I'm glad He's what man needs. Thank God to sustain him. Amen. Thank God. I'm glad He's the very bread of life. Now here they are. And the Lord said, go out and gather the manna. Thank God. And gather enough for your eating. And so they went out every day before the sun got too hot and melted away and gathered the manna. The Bible said that the normal eating for an individual is an omer. Amen. An omer of manna. An omer for a person.
yet. He that gathered too much, thank God, I didn't have any left over. And he that didn't gather enough never went hungry. Amen. Isn't that amazing? Thank God. Oh, I'm ready to give to each man a measure of faith. Aren't you glad of that? I'm ready to ask. And so they gathered it up. And they would gather it up for 6 days. Thank God. Now, they never could leave any. Amen. If they left any, the first 5 days, it would breed worms and begin to stink. But on that sixth day, as God said, gather it up on the sixth day for the next day. Thank God. And then you can gather some the eighth day. Isn't that amazing? That it would ruin, thank God, if they gather too much any other day but the sixth day. But on the sixth day, they gather enough for the seventh day, and it never ruined. Hallelujah. That's God's providence. Amen. Hallelujah. That's God's power. And so they gathered it up. And the Lord said, thank God, while you're eating this manna, gather up a pot full that you can say to generations to come, thank God, what is that? Thank God, what does this mean? Of this pot of manna, tell them, hallelujah, that God provided for you while you were in the wilderness. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Bless his name. I want to say manna had never come before. And manna never came after. It is just that 40-year period in the wilderness until they reached the land inhabited and the borders of Canaan that God gave them what they needed. Bless his name. And so he wanted a display so that generations to come could see that God did take care of his people.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Not that he just takes care, but he does so on a daily basis. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Day by day he fed them. And did not Deuteronomy 33 and verse 25 say, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Hallelujah. Whatever it is you face today, whatever place it is you walk today, hallelujah, that's exactly what God I will give how to help you to overcome it. Hallelujah. I don't reckon I've got divine grace tonight. Thank God. But when I die, hallelujah, I will have divine grace. Hallelujah. I'll bless his name. Oh, thank God. Now, when I got saved, I've got my friend in Christ, and I'm complete in him. But that doesn't mean that I've got everything I needed. That's to go along the journey of life. Hallelujah. I've got in a position and a condition, thank God, and a place that everything was there for me. Hallelujah. Thank God. But there has been some trials and some difficulties. Faith since I've been saved. Thank God. But as my days, so has been my strength. He's a God that provides on a daily basis. Thank God. That shows his faithfulness. Hey, thank God. He doesn't do one thing yesterday and forget about us. Thank God. But day after day, he's faithful. And again, rain manna and give us exactly what we need.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, bless his name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So based on that fact, the display in the pot, I'm persuaded that we ought to live the verse in Matthew 6:34. Take therefore no thought for the morrow. For the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. If the matter is in the golden pot, hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Then that speaks to us in this generation. Hallelujah. Whatever it is, thank God, he is faithful to take care.
Yeah, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And to provide. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. There was nothing else.
Amen.
get anything to eat. But he gave it.
Amen.
Well, bless his name.
I appreciate that, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Now, can you imagine the golden pot of manna? Hallelujah. That manna would last the seventh day. That was dead on the sixth day, but on the eighth day it was gone.
Right.
But here's manna in this golden pot. Hallelujah. He gathered it up. And it's still there. Hallelujah. Well, bless his name. Still there. Hallelujah. Still there tonight. Still there. Hallelujah. Bless his name. I've been preaching this gospel for more than 30 years. But it's still as fresh tonight as it was the first time I ever tried to preach it. Woo! Hallelujah. I've experienced old time power. I don't since I've been saved. But it's fresh all over again tonight. Hallelujah. Hey. I want to tell you, I hadn't had to change my message. I hadn't had to go back and get a different Bible. I hadn't had to go back and change things. I hadn't had to start off from sinners something else than what I started preaching to as a 13-year-old boy. I'm still preaching, thank God. The man is still in the pot. Thank God. God still provides. Salvation is, thank God, in Christ. Hey, and he's still sufficient in 2005 how to save all sinners.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. I don't say in 2005 we don't see a lot of sinners saved.
You're right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But it ain't because we don't have a Savior.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. We still got a Savior. That's just as powerful as he ever was. Hallelujah. By the way, he's not trying to save sinners. He's saving every sinner that comes to him.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God. Meets the gospel conditions. Somebody said I didn't know he was in it. Yeah, there he is. The gospel demands something. Hallelujah. Thank God. It commands repentance. Repentance toward God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Repentance is toward God because it's God we've offended. Repentance is toward God because it's God's law we broke. Repentance is toward God because He the Holy One. Thank God. Is holy and we're unholy and unrighteous. Thank God. And we can't stand in His presence. And it's God that saw us that leads us to repentance. And repentance to salvation. We repent towards God. And then we have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That is, we lay hold upon Him. Thank God, it's our only and all sufficient Savior. Hallelujah. There is no other one but a claim. Nothing in thy hand I bring. No price at all. Simply through the cross I claim. Neither is there salvation in any other. There is none other name given under heaven above men whereby we must be saved.
Amen.
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 And he is able to save to the uttermost. All that come to God by him, seeing he ever lives and abide to make intercession for us. The word uttermost simply means to the fullest extent. Hallelujah. That means to the darkest regions of Africa. He's able to sell his name to the uttermost. Are completely saved.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, bless his name.
Amen.
That's what that means. And he got saved to the uttermost.
Sure.
Amen.
Amen.
Completely. Hallelujah.
Sure.
Amen. Amen. Bless his name. So there was a display in the pot. Then I want to talk to you just a moment tonight and say there is deliverance in the pot. Back in 2 Kings and chapter 4, the first part of this chapter, we read the last part. In 2 Kings chapter 4, we see the widow of one of the prophets. And Her husband has left her owing a great debt.
Right.
And the creditor has come to collect.
Right.
She doesn't have anything to pay with, so he says, I'll have to take your two sons.
Yes, sir.
To be slaves or bondmen.
Right.
Till this debt's paid off and they'll have to work it out.
Yes, sir.
And so she don't know what to do, so she goes to the man of God in verse 2 and says, what shall I do? Tell me. What shall I do? And she said, what can I do for thee? What do you want? She told him the situation. He said, how can I help you, in other words?
Right. Right.
What do you want me to do for you?
Right.
Amen.
Hey.
He said these words, what hast thou in the house? Amen.
Amen.
Now she looked for deliverance from the man of God.
Right.
But the deliverance was in her own house.
Right.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes,
can I say to you tonight, to us that are saved, the deliverance we often seek here and there and over yonder is within us.
Amen.
Amen. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think.
What?
How does he do that? According to the power that worketh in us. Deliverance is in the house. What have you got in the house? Well, I see her going through her mind and trying to think if there's anything in the house that would pay off the debt. She scans through every room. It's a pretty sparse, thank God, place that they lived. Amen. It's pretty empty for the most part. Nothing really of no value. Until she gets in that room and remembers there's a pot of oil. She said, I don't have anything. Save a pot of oil. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody said, well, I'm just a Christian. Don't have anything. Save a pot of oil. Now, if you've got that, you've got more. Hallelujah. Yes. Bless His name. That's a far more value than anything the world could put a tag on tonight. Don't have anything, she said, but save a pot of oil. He said, tell what you do. Go to your neighbors and borrow a vessel from all your neighbors. Don't borrow a few. Thank God. And he said, when you get them vessels borrowed, come back into the house and shut the door on you and your sons and pour out the oil.
Amen.
Amen. So she does as the man of God says, gets in the house, closes the door on her son, and they go to pouring out the oil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hey, thank God. Isn't it amazing they had to shut the door before they could pour the oil out? Amen. I want to tell you, friends, we have to shut out this world before the oil can be poured out. I want to tell you, we want revival in these days. We want the power of God. But we don't want to shut the door. We don't want to separate ourselves. We don't want to come apart from this world. I want to tell you, thank God, it is in the prayer closet that he that seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. It's when the door is shut on the house and you're shut out from the world. But not just shut out from the world. Shut up from the God that they all can pour forth and fill the empty vessels. Amen. The oil started pouring. Here's my imagination in that matter. I don't think. And when she started pouring the oil, that she stopped and said, bring me another vessel. And then poured till it got full and stopped. I think once she got to pouring the oil, it got to running. And it just swapped one vessel for the other. Hey, bring me another vessel. Hallelujah. Until every vessel was full and there wasn't none left. And the Bible said when the last vessel got filled, they all stayed.
That's right.
It poured till every vessel was filled.
Amen.
Woo! Hallelujah. Thank God. Hey, somebody said, how real is it? Thank God, how powerful is it? Until every need is supplied.
Hallelujah.
He didn't quit giving out the bread to the disciples how to feed the multitude until everybody got full.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Bless His name. Thank God. The barrel. Thank God never went empty. Thank God for Elijah and the widow woman until the famine was over with. He'll always be in
there.
They all say she didn't know what to do with. Went back down to the man of God's house and said, the vessels are full. What are we going to do now? He said, sell what you got. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hey, sell that oil in them vessels. Pay off your debt. Hallelujah. Yes, His name. Well, but I like what he said next. And you and your sons live on the rest.
Yes.
That wasn't just enough to pay the debt. That is enough to live on. I didn't know the night I got saved. I'm feeling sorry. Thank God. Thank God. Happy man of my soul. Thank God. I didn't know the night I got saved. Thank God that I have something to live for. I'm just trying to escape hell. I'm just trying to get out from under that condemnation. I'm just trying to get out from under that judgment. I'm just trying to get that blackness of sin off of me. Guess what? When I repented and trusted Him by faith, thank God, the load was lifted. Forgiveness was extended. Justice called. And mercy answered. Hallelujah. But I found out. I didn't just get enough. I had to pay off my debt. I got enough. How to live on. Hallelujah. I pray that you might have life. And that you might have it more abundantly.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Well, there is deliverance in the pot. Then tonight, let's look at our text for just a moment. And I'd like to say, not only was there a display in the pot, not only was there deliverance in the pot, but as our text tells us, there was death in the pot. Here, Elisha has come to Gilgal, and he's made a circuit now. He left Gilgal with Elijah. But he's come back now around. Amen. Well. He now has a double portion of the Spirit that rested upon Elijah. But you know, that didn't take him far away in the mountain. That didn't take him to unknown regions that he had never known before. But it put him right back to the same territory that he had covered before he got a double portion of the Spirit.
Amen.
Some folks think to be filled with the Spirit means to speak with tongues, or to see visions, or to jump pews, or to run around the building.
Tell it, preacher. Tell it now.
Hallelujah. Can I say to you, rejoicing may be part of being filled with the Spirit of God, but the purpose of being filled with the Spirit of God is to serve.
Amen.
Gilgal was a place of a wheel. Thank God. It was a place of a circle. It's getting nowhere. Amen. Just going around and around. Left Gilgal, went to Bethel, and it became highly, horribly polluted. It was the house of God. Amen. It was, but it became polluted by idolatry. But Elisha couldn't help him. Amen. Got down to Jordan. Thank God. It was the lowest city on the face of the earth. Crossed over. Thank God. Jericho crossed over Jordan. Thank God, but when he come back, hallelujah, with that double portion of the Spirit, he is able to help those people. Thank God.
Amen.
Because now he has the double portion of the Spirit of God upon him.
Amen.
I thought being filled with the Spirit put you out of your mind. No, it puts you in a mind where you can help others.
Amen. Amen.
Now I ask you tonight, if God filled me tonight and filled me through and through, thank God. And I understand there's some intimate and personal, thank God, transactions that go in between the Savior and His bride.
Sure. Amen.
I made some things that took place between me and my Lord that you and I don't have any, that you don't have any business knowing.
Right.
About it's too intimate for you.
Right. Amen.
I can't share it with you.
Right.
Now don't look at me funny.
You're preaching right.
Me and him do some talking together and some communing together. Thank God that I can't share it with you.
Right.
It's too intimate. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's right.
Sure.
Well, it got quiet. Well, now can I say this? There is some intimate fellowship that my wife and I have tonight that it's not none of your business.
Right.
And I'm not going to talk with it down on the job to the boys. It's none of their business. It's a private affair.
Right.
It's a personal thing.
Right.
And it's between her and I. Thank God. And it's special.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And to talk about it, thank God, and just to mouth it to you would break, thank God, the specialness of it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sure. Well, I feel like preaching there a while. Hallelujah. Now, I want to say something to you tonight. Whatever crowd it is, I don't care what crowd it is. I don't care what their affiliation is. I don't care how nationally or internationally known they are. Whether it's a men's movement or a women's movement. Hallelujah. Whether it's Promise Keepers, thank God, or some women's movement. But when they want you to join hands with a woman sitting beside you, or the man sitting beside you, and share your innermost bedroom secret out of that person beside you, you're in the wrong place and they're asking the wrong question.
Hey, hey, hey,
hey. Now you will destroy your church. Thank God, you women get together and talking about special things about you and your husband out of the women in the church, and you destroy what God meant to be sacred and holy and special. Hallelujah. I don't care if Sister Baldwin, thank God, brought her a little New Testament, thank God, and told you to do that today. Hallelujah. At the women's retreat and the women's meeting, thank God, she's out of order. You better walk out, hallelujah, and keep what's intimate and special between you and your husband. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, well. And men, folks, if you're in the men crowd, well, it's a religious, thank God, gather together. It's just boys. Thank God, on the workplace, keep private. What is private? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank God. I like it, don't you?
Amen.
I want to say, based on that, there's some things that are just private. Hallelujah. Between me and the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I believe that, don't y'all? I really do. Thank God for that. Oh, hear me tonight. Thank God, friend. I want to say to you, wouldn't do me any good tonight. Thank God. How to be filled with the Spirit, quote unquote, how tonight. Thank God. And be all sudden somewhere on the mountain shouting and rejoicing. How in the world could I help you? Hallelujah. Or to be out of my mind and wallowing around. I couldn't help you. And there may be a time for that. I want to tell you, friend, tonight, how the purpose of being filled with the Spirit of God is to edify, thank God, the body of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Thank
you. Yes, that's right.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes, sir. Amen.
That's right.
Yes.
Bless his name. And in the New Testament, when the early church was filled with the Holy Ghost, they would speak the word with boldness.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Yes.
Y'all hadn't quit me altogether.
Oh, you're preaching right.
Hallelujah.
You're preaching right.
So he goes back and makes us back to Gilgal. There's a dearth. There's nothing to eat. So they set on the great pottage and the seed pottage in the great pot for the sons of the prophets have something to eat.
Right.
One of them young men go out, finds a wild gourd vine and devils a lap full of wild gourds.
Right.
Shreds them up in that pot.
Amen.
And they cook together, and the Bible said they start dipping it out, and somebody realizes the taste of it and says, "Wild man of God, there is death in the pot."
Right.
These wild gourd vines, or these wild gourds are going to kill us. There's death in the pot.
Amen.
Now, can I say to you, it was a young preacher that gave it to him.
You're right,
Bridget.
Have it on that. Say on. Amen.
Amen. I mean, really, he knew everything but didn't know nothing.
Right. Right. Amen.
That's right. Oh. Hey. Hallelujah. Hey. And he gathered the wrong thing and put it in the pot.
Amen.
Be careful, young preacher, about everything you hear. And everything you hear some famous evangelist say, amen. Or you pick up off the television and radio and don't bring it down to the house of God and try to get up and say things that you don't understand or know anything about. Thank God to do some expository, a preaching friend, that you know nothing about what you're saying.
Amen.
If you got it second hand and it sounded good to your religious mind, or you'll pay mass in the pot.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Well, bless his name.
Amen.
One of them fellows went out and gathered some tradition. And brought some tradition. And put it in the pot. And it was death in the pot.
That's right. Hey, that's right.
What'd you put in the pot, young man? Oh, I just done what we'd always been doing.
Tell it, preacher. Amen.
Hey. Amen. Hey. You know, it's amazing. God can't even have revival with us except on our week.
Tell it, preacher. Go ahead.
Hey. Hallelujah.
Tell it now.
Hallelujah. We plan a year ahead, and the devil plans also.
That's right.
Hallelujah. And I've been in weeks of meetings that was playing and was that day. And they're going to have it, friend. Thank God, regardless of how, what shape the church is in. I went to church one time. And of course, they always had their revival meeting after the homecoming. Thank God, that second Sunday. Thank God, in August or whatever it was. And the Sunday before I got there, they had homecoming. And they had their dinner spread out on the table. And one of the ladies, I found this out on Friday night. I wanted to knew something was wrong. But one of the ladies said, I got to something that one of the other ladies had took and had to talk about how bad it tasted and what a bad job she'd done. And they'd come just about to blows. And the whole church took sides with this one and that. And when I got there on Monday night and tried to preach, hey, I want to tell you, man, thank God, there was no preaching. There was nothing. Hallelujah. But we've got to have revival, because that's what we always had. Amen. That's tradition. Sometimes God might cause a stir in the church, and he might want after Sunday morning and Sunday night for the pastor to call and have meeting beginning on Monday night. But you see, we've got tradition in the pot, and so we just kill off what the Holy Ghost directs and what God wants for our little traditions. Hallelujah. Amen. And now we've all prayed and fasted, and we've got the man that God wants for the revival, and we call him after that second week. Thank God, in the month of June. But all of a sudden we find out, thank God, he's done had 15 calls before us and done booked that first one. And lo and behold, though we've prayed and got the right man, somehow he can't come that week.
Right.
So our tradition tells us just to go with our tradition instead of what God showed us in prayer.
Getting flatter all the time.
And it's brought death to the church, death in the pot. God, help us. Now, the words we talk about being spirit-filled, spirit-led folks and churches, but we, hey, friend, have got our traditions ahead of what the Holy Ghost wants.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Well, I need to be through with you in just a minute. We're going to have it that week, regardless of what's going on. Hallelujah. And if God don't show up because it's our week to have it, we're going to make it like we're having something in it. Hallelujah. And we're going to carry on and talk about it and work it up and pump it up. Hallelujah. And talk about how real it is. And our young folks are sitting around wondering what's going on and why they can't feel what we say we're feeling. Because we've worked up tradition in our own hearts and mine. Hallelujah. And we worked up a tear and a holler. Hey, and there ain't no Holy Ghost in it. And it caused death in the pot.
Hallelujah. Well, what's his name? I'm preaching about death in the pot. Can I say what can cause death in the pot? Not only demon tradition, but our doctrine can cause death in the pot.
Right. Amen.
Somebody said, now don't preach doctrine. Well, how can you preach a Bible and not preach doctrine?
Amen.
Have you ever heard of the doctrine of Christ? Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now I want to tell you, there, and see, you got to preach right doctrine. Because the Bible said in the last days, they would give heed to seducing spirits, doctrines of devils.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. The devil does have a doctrine. Matter of fact, he's got more than one.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. And the Bible talks about sound doctrine. So if it's a sound doctrine, it must be an unsound doctrine. Hallelujah. Yes. 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 We're to preach sound doctrine. Hallelujah. And the only way you can preach that is right and dividing the word of truth.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Doctrine must be preached. If you have wrong doctrine, it'll cause death. Amen.
Amen.
I understand tonight that all of us have little differences. Thank God, but there is some cardinal doctrines tonight that cannot be denied. Hallelujah.
Right.
There are some things tonight we must agree on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
In order to worship together and to have the Spirit and the presence and the power of God.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
That's exactly right. I cannot embrace the doctrine of a Catholic. I cannot embrace the doctrine, thank God, of Jehovah's Witness. I say the Adventist. I cannot. That's death in the pot.
Dirty. Dirty. Amen.
Amen. God help us now. Amen. I don't care how many fundamentalists put their arms around and say, this is our Catholic brethren. You just better run from that. What you better do? That's death in the pot. Hallelujah. Somebody said, ain't we all going to the same place? No, ma'am, and no, sir. We're not all going to the same place. Hallelujah. They're blind leaders of the blind. He said, let them alone, and they'll both get in the ditch. Hallelujah. That's exactly right. Hallelujah. And I ain't going to have no Thanksgiving community-wide service and let them preach in my pulpit and me preach in theirs. Hallelujah. That's death in the pot. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Hey, God, I'm so narrow-minded tonight. Hey, it's not but one Bible. Hey, it's not but one way. Hallelujah. Hey, it's not but one Savior. Hallelujah. Thank God. That's right. Oh, yeah. Thank God. And Jesus Christ is the only way. Thank God. Salvation's only for repentance and faith. It ain't signed the card on your head or grinned to a set of facts. It's God working his eternal work in your soul. And the pain death is death in the pot. Your deeds can cause death in the pot.
Amen.
Amen. I want to tell you the deeds of believers can cause spiritual death in their lives.
Amen.
And in the lives of the church.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Honestly believe we've turned our head to personal sin and ignored conviction from God.
You're right.
And we've turned our head from public sin at the local assembly.
Yes, sir.
Until God's Holy Ghost is grieved to the point,
yes, sir,
that He will not bless.
God do bless. You're right, Bishop.
Take it for what it's worth to me.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah. It's true.
Yes,
and those wicked deeds and sin has caused death in the pot. We can't eat it. We can't worship. Hallelujah. We have the presence of God because of our wicked deeds.
You're right, preacher. Amen.
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 That's right.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. Somebody said, well, if they just believed this way, they wouldn't live like that. If they believed this way, they wouldn't live like it. I've seen them both ways.
I've seen them that believe there's eternally secure, it doesn't matter what they've done, and they just live anyway.
Right.
And I've seen that crowd that said they could lose it tomorrow. Amen. And they still live anyway.
You're
right.
You're
exactly. Amen.
Amen.
One fellow said, yes, sir, we believe in backsliding around here and we practice it. That's about the truth. By the way, I wonder what you have to do to lose it.
Yeah, bless you, preacher. Amen.
In this day, not the only thing you have to do to lose it is to drink liquor or take dope. Anything else is acceptable. I've seen them swap wives in the church. Hey, God, I've seen them dress ungodly, talk ungodly, but the man of God do everything under the sun except get drunk and get on dope. And they're going to heaven. Hey, they hadn't lost it yet. I want to tell you something, friend. Our deeds have caused God's smile. How do we let go from our lives? But it caused death in the power.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you this. You can't live right till you get to live right in you. I don't care if you believe, falling or staying. Hallelujah. Thank God. That won't make no difference when it comes to living right as He's in you. He's the one that does the living. And if you yield to His Holy Spirit, you can live right. Hallelujah. Thank God. I don't live like to be saved. Live like to them saved. I don't care. You don't live under a bunch of rules and regulations. Thank God. Hallelujah. Bless His name. He lives through me. Thank God. Hallelujah. Bless His name. By the way, how are we that dead to sin? How can we live any longer?
Amen. Amen.
You saying, preacher, you can't sin since you say that ain't what I said. I just said I can't live there no more. And if I live there and never feel condemnation, never be chastised, never be judged, never be bothered, it's a pretty good time. I never was right to start
with.
Hebrews said your bastards are not sons.
Right. Amen.
All this is... Doctrine, deeds, and desires will cause death in the pot.
Yes, sir.
Esau's desire, his desire for one morsel of meat caused death.
Amen.
Sometimes our fleshly desires, our lustful desires, our desires to satisfy and to pacify the flesh for a moment causes death in the pot.
Amen. You're right, preacher.
What's in the pot tonight? Well, there's the display in the pot that tells us of God's faithfulness. There's deliverance in the pot tonight. And while I look to somebody else's house, it's inside of us tonight. There's death in the pot tonight. Oh, the man of God said, cast a meal in. Hallelujah. Take the word of God. Hallelujah. Boy, don't it have a cleansing effect? Don't it have a curing effect?
Hallelujah.
I've been told a lot of things. And believed them because I was told them. But when I began to examine it in the light of the Word of God, I found that it wasn't true. Hallelujah. It caused death to me, but when I got it right with the Word of God, it brought life.
Amen.
The words that I speak, they are spirit, and they are life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And if I can close tonight on this point and be through, I want to talk to you tonight not only about deliverance, the display and death in the pot. I'd like to mention just a moment about deity in the pot. I always sort of tremble when I get to this point. I don't want to handle it lightly. We're talking about our Lord. Leviticus 6:28 said, but the earthen vessel wherein it is sodden shall be broken, and if it be sodden in a brazen pot, it shall both be scoured and rinsed in water.
This Leviticus 6 is the law of the sin offering. Not the day of the atonement, but this is the regular sin offering. For the day of atonement offering was put on the fire. This sin offering was sodden in a pot.
Right.
It could be an earthen vessel. And it could be a brazen pot. But he said once the sin offering is put in the earthen vessel and it's sodden, and then you take it out, break the pot, it should never be used again. Some have said the reason why the earthen pot could not be used again is because the sin offering, when it was sodden in that pot, that sin offering infiltrated the cracks and the crevices of that earthen pot, and so it defiled it. And nothing else should ever be cooked in it or used again. But I could say, and I believe I will say, that earthen vessel could so have, though it held the sin offering, could so have been consecrated and holy that it should never be used in just a normal manner.
Right. Amen.
Can I say, in the earthen pot was deity. In the body of flesh was the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And he said at that last supper, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken.
Yes, sir.
I know bones not broken, but he in typology said, this is my body, which is broken for you.
Yes, sir.
And I'll tell you, in that body, he bore our sin.
Yes.
And made an offering for sin.
Yes.
Because the sin was in his body, God judged his son, and the body was broken.
Yes.
Because of sin, yes, but also because of the holiness of him.
That's right. Yes, sir.
But yet, you could use an earthen vessel to sod the sin offering, and you could also use a brazen pot.
Right.
And in the brazen pot, you didn't, the sin offering didn't infiltrate or get in the pores. So they just rinsed and scoured it and used it again. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, he was broken on Calvary's tree because he bore our sin in his body on the tree. But after 3 days and three nights, the pot was rinsed and scoured. Hallelujah. And in a glorified body, he stepped out. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. He did. He said, I am he that was dead. Behold, I'm alive forevermore. Have the keys of hell and of death. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Hallelujah. You know what? That body that he took to the cross is the same body that he resurrected. That's the one he went back to heaven with. And that's the one he's coming back with.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And when I see him, I'll be like him. For I shall see him as he is. And this vile body shall be fashioned like unto that glorious body.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes. Sin so contaminated my body, it's got to go back to the earth, but not his. He didn't suffer his holy one
and I see corruption. Oh, bless his name. And God is so holy, he was holy. I'm just been separate from sinners that he got up and said, I'll triumph over sin and I'll give you a new life. And one day I'll give you a new body. Though the sin offering was offered, thank God, and judged in that body, hallelujah. That body, thank God, got up and was triumphed and victorious over the sin that had been imputed to that body. I like it myself. What's in the pot tonight? I wonder, have you looked at the displayed pot lately? Have you become discouraged in the wilderness? Thought God has forgot you. Look over yonder at that pot of gold. Pot of gold that's got manna in it. Remember God's providence and provision. Amen. Are you here tonight needing deliverance? Have you been looking here and there and everywhere? I won't tell you where it's at. It's in the house.
Hey.
Shut the door. Pour out the oil. You'll find the deliverance you need. Has death got in your pot, in your life, and in your church? Because of tradition, because of deeds, doctrines, desires. I wonder tonight, what do you think about the deity? What's in the pot? Everybody stand, please. If you need to pray for any reason tonight, the altar's open to you. I'd like to invite you to come.
Tonight. Child of God, if you're here tonight, meet the queen. Let everybody obey the Lord.
Laughing as God's people stray.